Hi, this is a dictation for patient Lisa Genna, L-I-S-A-G-E-N-N-A. Date of birth is 6/25/1969. Date of service 3/8/2022. Date of accident 1/11/2022. Ms. Lisa Genna is here for follow-up visit, and she reports severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 7 to 8, and pain in the right shoulder and right hip. She has a difficult time walking, and the pain is shooting down to her left leg, up to the lateral part of the buttock, and the left leg up to the knee in a F1, F2 dermatome fashion. These pains are consistent, associated with headaches, and patient reports 50% improvement in the pain with all the medications and physical therapy that she started. Pain level varies from 4 to 7, and the ADLs that are affected are Lisa Genna. Date of birth 6/25/1969. The patient is here for follow-up visit. Severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back is reported, and along with this right shoulder, right hip. Oh, sorry. She has a pain in the left shoulder and left hip as the main issue. The pain level is from 4 to 8. And the spine pain is also from 7 to 8, with radiation to the left hip, left thigh, in a S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Patient has had her MRI is done, and she has started physical therapy. 50% pain is relieved. ADLs that are affected are general activity, mood, work, and work, and enjoyment of life, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Sleep is affected, 7. In the system review, patient reports that in neurology section, suffering from headaches, dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work rate, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic, and chronic fatigue. She denies any vision disturbances and denies any loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the left shoulder and neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, associated with left hip pain, and stiffness in the left shoulder, neck, and lower back with decreased range of motion. Pins and needle in the left leg, left thigh. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports 40% improvement in the pain, and there are no associated medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss changes in the last 30 days, no new trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 132/101. Pulse is 69 and pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 0313020 and also 0313-025. Kindly bring on general review, musculoskeleton, and extensive examination along with diagnosis. Plan of care. I have reviewed the MRIs for the patient, and they are found as follows. The MRI of the brain without contrast is found to be negative for any intracranial hemorrhage. The patient did not do a neurocon study. She was advised to go to M1 imaging, and she failed to do that, and now will not do this imaging. In the cervical spine, degenerative changes in the cervical spine are noticed with bulging disc of C3, 4, C4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, with a mild spinal canal stenosis, for which patient is advised to consider cervical epidural steroid injection with cortisone. In the lumbar region, patient has a herniated disc at T12, L1, bulging disc at L23, L34, and L4, L5, L5S1, without major spinal canal stenosis, but mild bilateral neuroforamen and neurine. The patient is advised LESI with cortisone. The patient is advised to continue her injection to cervical epidural and lumbar epidural steroid injection. We'll discuss them on the next visit. She will continue all her medication, which are naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, Lidocaine, Theracet, Gabapentin, and Tylenol with codeine. The patient will continue her physical therapy, she failed to do the neuroquant study on MRI of brain. She was specifically alerted, and she chose to go to Bhasha Diagnostic, which did not have the technology to identify the brain trauma. There's nothing I can do about it. The patient, patient was specifically informed about this issue. At this time, we will help her with the sacroiliac joint injections and CSI and LESI, and I hope she'll get better. Thank you. We'll still be seen in 30 days.